going to ask all the prophets to pray no more than a minute. Amen. And we're going to move forward. Also, remember those that are sick and shedding, even the family that Prophet Barbara mentioned early. Let us remember them and pray for all those that are sick and those that are shedding. Amen. Amen. Okay, Father, we just thank you. Prophetess, then open up the line so we can do our prophetic affirmation. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this day because this is your day that you have made. And Father, we choose to worship you, we choose to praise you, and we choose to lift your name up, even in this season that we're in. Father, even now as we stand in this space of unity and purpose, Father, we declare that all things are possible for your people today. We declare in your name that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We declare, Lord Jesus, that even tonight that you are still the Lord of lords and King of kings. Father, we declare that that which the enemy has meant for our evil, Father, we thank you in advance that you have already turned it around for our good. Father, we declare that our footsteps have already been ordered by you. Father, we declare that we are the blessed of the Lord, and whatever we touch, it too shall prosper in your majestic name. Father, we declare that favor and wisdom shall rest upon your people. We declare in the name of Jesus that the impossible is becoming possible. We declare that all shall be well as you have already ordained it to be so in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that our finances and our health and our families and our relationships, they too are blessed. I declare the turnaround in our businesses, in businesses affairs, even in our health, even in the way we do business today, even concerning our churches and our leaders, in the name of Jesus. We decree breakthrough in the name of Jesus. We decree that there's a shift, a Holy Ghost, a sanctified shift that's taking place in the lives of your people as well as in our lives. Father, we decree miracles and breakthroughs. We decree, Father, that all things are coming together and working together for our good. And Father, we decree that you would not allow anything that will hurt or harm us, and you would not allow anything that we cannot handle to come upon us. Therefore, Father, we can do all things. Therefore, Father, we are more than conquerors through you in the name of Jesus. Prophet, then let's just open up the lines so we can begin to pray in the Holy Ghost.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Bless your name, and I thank you, God, one more time for this opportunity to come to fellowship in unity in prayer, Father God. The midnight cry, Father God. And I just ask you, Father God, everyone connected to this line, go into their house, Father God. We lift their families up, Father God. Mothers reaching out for children. Fathers reaching out for sons, Father God. I'm asking you, Father God, to continue, Father God, because we see your mighty hand at work, and we thank you for the turnaround, for the covering, for the blessing, for the connections, Father God, for the wisdom in this hour, how to move in business dealings, Father God. We thank you, God, even for the mantle from this prophetic house that falls upon us, that gives us this open doorway, Father God, even into you. Thank you, God, that we can be vessels to pray one for another in this hour. We claim victory and triumph in this season, Father God, and we thank you for the comforter that comes into our lives to bring peace to our mind, Father God, when it's unraveled and it's just shaken. We give your name the praise and the honor. We love you, and thank you for the breath of life. Amen and amen.
Glory be to God. Even so, Father, we thank you and we praise you. Knowing, Father, it's not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, said the Lord. And we thank you, Father, for this a glorious day, Father. Lord, your presence, Father, is with us, my God, because your word declared we're towards fear gathered together in your name. There you are in the midst of us, Father, and you are in the midst of us to do exploits, Father. We decree exploits in the lives of us as your people, Father. We thank you, Father, for our spiritual leaders, even Archbishop Ebony John, the pastor and prophet, the devil Jordan, Father, that you continue, Lord, to pour in your anointing upon their lives, Father, and the supernatural and miraculous increase, Father, of the creating of creative miracles. And the miracles going forward continue, Lord, even continue in the prophecology, Father. We thank you, Father, for your blood that will cover the lives, Lord, even Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan and Prophetess and Mother Mary Barron, Father, that you are strengthening, that you are rejuvenating their spirit, my God, with soundness of mind, Father, and the mind of Christ and, Lord, your feet, my God. Lord, continue be ordered by you and by your Holy Spirit, Father. We thank you for Lord, the Barron's family and the Jordan's family, my God, you're covering tonight. And your angels on a mighty assignment, Father, of protection. We thank you for traveling mercies and all those who are traveling, Father, and your protection by land, by air, by sea, Father, a covering of your blood and your angels on assignment, Father, encamping round about every home, every life, and every young one, Father. We cover them tonight with your blood, and we assign your angels, Father, Lord, to protect, my God, your angels of deliverance, your angel of prosperity, Father, the healing that will flow in the lives of your people, even those that you're touching even now, my God, bringing divine restoration to the household of faith in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your peace that you established within hearts and minds, even your nation, your people, Israel, Father. We thank you for your blessing, that you have commanded your blessing, even life forevermore, as we give you glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus' name, we thanks, even. Amen and amen.
And amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercy to me, God. Thank you for success in the hospital on yesterday, God. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for my sister staying with me the whole time. And thank you for bringing us closer together, God. And I ask you, God, to mend families, those who are at odds with each other, bring them together, God, and teach us how to forgive, all of us. Teach us how to forgive, God. because we cannot make it without forgiving, God. Thank you for your mercy, for your goodness, and for your love. I ask you to remember everybody, God, who are on this prayer line tonight, God. Touch them in a mighty way. Bless them and prosper them and keep them. And those who are seeking prayer and those who are in the need of prayer and healing, bless them, God, and help them. A special remembrance to the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and all the company of prophets, God. Help them, keep them safe, prosper them, and just keep them, Lord. And thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. And remember Prophetess Mascarene, whatever she is doing, God, bless her. And bless all your people, God, your people who are toiling in the vineyard for you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, God, and eternal Father, we give you thanks again, Lord, and we give you all the honor and the glory. Lord, we thank you, God, for this opportunity that you have given unto us. Father God, we thank you. We praise your name, Lord, and we just lift up your name because you are just great and marvelous, dear Father. Lord, we thank you again this morning, dear God, for life. And, Lord God, we have it more abundantly. We thank you, oh, God, that, Father God, that you have kept us in our right mind, oh, God, and we give you praise, oh, God, this morning. Father God, Lord, we ask you, dear Father, that, oh God, that you, Lord, will touch anything, dear Father, that is not of you, Lord God. Remove it, oh God, from us, dear Lord. And Father, let us come to you wholly and solely, Lord, giving our lives to you, dear Jesus, oh God. Father, we ask you there right now, Lord, to forgive us of all our sins and all our trespasses. Wash us and cleanse us and purge us and forgive us. And Lord God, for all our transgressions, dear Father. And Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, oh God. Father God, right now, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you continue, dear Lord, O God, to bless your people, O God, who are called by your name, O God. Father, we thank you, O God, for our spiritual leader, Master Prophet, O God, and Pastor Deborah Jordan. We thank you for them, Lord, and I pray, God, that you continue to bless them, continue to empower them, Lord. Father, we just thank you for them, Lord, and we give you glory. Father God, we pray for the whole family. Lord God, we pray, O God, for Mother Jordan, O God, and we pray, O God, for Mother Berrien. O God, we pray for the Berrien's family. Lord God, bless each and every one. Father God, we come to you now, Lord, and we also put, oh God, the Kelly's family into your hands, Lord. God, we pray, God, that you continue to comfort them, Lord. Father, give them peace and give them joy. Oh God, Lord, I pray, Father, that you bring laughter in the home once more, Lord, oh God. Lord, we thank you for who you are, mighty God. Lord, we pray, oh God, for those families, oh God, Lord, in the fire in London. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you, God, will just comfort them. Even in this time, you give them peace, oh God. Father, I pray, God, that you'll make a way for them, Lord. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus for our sick and afflicted. Lord God, remember them, Lord. Touch them, dear Father. Heal them. You are our healer, oh God. And we pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you, Father God, will pour out your healing spirit upon them, Lord, and give them healing in the name of Jesus. Amen.
And Father God, we thank you for being our rock and our salvation. We thank you for being our shield and the horn of our salvation, our high tower, our refuge, and our Savior. Thank you for saving us from violence. Lord God, we thank you for the authority that you've given us through your word. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you that your blessings are upon the just. We thank you that violence shall no more be heard in our land, wasting nor destruction within our borders, but thou shalt call our walls salvation and our gates praise. We thank you, Lord, that you shall restore that which has been violently taken away. Thank you, Lord, for restoring, Lord, those things that have been lost. Thank you, Lord God, for your divine protection. Lord, even those that are sustaining injury and loss, Lord God, you are now dispatching your angels of restoration and repair. Lord God, cause your hand to be seen in every situation, that you will be given the glory no matter what has transpired, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your divine protection and your divine correction. We thank you, Lord, that you deliver us from all of our enemies and you lift us above all those that would rise up against us. For 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but nothing shall come nigh us. Only with our eyes shall we see and behold the reward of the wicked. We thank you, Lord, that you wrought a great victory on our behalf, for you redeemed us from the curse of the law. You redeemed us from sickness, poverty, and spiritual death. For poverty, you've given us wealth. For sickness, you've given us health. And for death, you've given us eternal life. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Father God, thank you for this time again, Lord, to agree. Thank you for your protection over our families, Lord God. Have your angels all around us, Lord God, and our families. And I agree for the families with the fire in London as well, Lord God. Bring peace and comfort and strength and even practical support that is needed, Lord God, for those that have lost everything, as well as family members, Lord, or may have gotten out alive, but they've lost everything. Father, bring the right support to them and have your mercy upon them as well. Lord, I just speak increase into our lives as we continue to allow you to move us forward, Lord God, into the plans you have for us. Continue to show us your will and your way, Lord God. Continue to touch our hearts and minds to be after you, Lord God, and that as we do, everything else will fall into place for your glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Father God, as we come to you this morning, Lord God, we thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for this platform, Lord God, that was created for us and for our families, Lord God. And we thank you for everyone that is represented here and their family members, Lord God. We thank you for the Archbishop Ebenor Jordan and First Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan and Mother Mary Jordan and the Barians, Lord God. We thank you and we thank you. We thank you for another day. We thank you for your joy. We thank you that what you're bringing to us in this season, what we already have, Lord God, we thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do in our lives, Lord God. And we just celebrate you this morning because this is a new day, Lord God. This is an opportunity to do what we didn't get to do. And Lord God, we just celebrate you, Lord God. We just celebrate the greatness of all these people that are on this line and the partners that are global or international that are listening in, Lord God. We pray for the families, Lord God, the children, Lord God, and the leaders that are leading this world, Lord God. We bless them. We just thank you, Lord God, for your kindness. We thank you, Lord, for giving us life, health, and strength, Lord God, to praise you and honor you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father God, we thank you because this is the day that you have made, Father God. We thank you for our leaders and Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God, as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, we thank you for touching the lives of your people, Father God. We thank you for touching Mother Mary Jordan, Father God, and even Pastor Mary Barron, Father God. We thank you for touching even your children, Father God, and we thank you for keeping the elderly, Father God. Thank you for restoring unto them their youth, Father God. We thank you for divine healing in this season, Father God, and touching even the people of God's physical bodies, Father God. We thank you for divine increase. Father God, we lift up each and every prayer request, Father God, even now, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching the Kelly family and the Kelly household, Father God. We thank you for keeping your company of prophets, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching each and every listener, Father God. We know that by your stripes, Father God, that we have been healed, Father God. We thank you, Father God, because we know that you sent your word, Father God, that we may be healed from any disease, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your calming wind, Father God, that you begin to blow over our lives. We thank you for divine increase, Father God, and your masterful and mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you and lift you up even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for peace. We thank you for peace of mind, peace of spirit, and peace in our hearts even now, Father God. We thank you for all of the lives. We thank you for our families, Father God. We thank you for our elders and our children, Father God. Cover our households even now, Father God. Father God, bring divine wholeness. and restoration to our physical bodies even now, Father God. Father, give us the wisdom so that we can guide us as we may go in the direction that we should be walking and stepping in even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for even the abundance even now, Father God. Father, thank you for the opportunity to even worship you. Thank you for life, Father. I love you and will continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In your mighty name we pray, amen.
Father God,
next,
we give you we give you our honor and praise, O God, and we thank and praise your holy and wonderful name, O God. We thank you, O God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, O God. We thank you, O God, for ordering our steps, O God. We thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of our feet, O God. We thank you, God, for leading a path before us, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for prosperity, God. We thank you, God, for the new birth in this season, God. We thank you, God, for favorable days and favorable times and a favorable season that you've given us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, oh God. We thank you, God, for giving us and teaching us how to profit, oh God. Oh God, and we thank you, God, for you are all truths, oh God. We thank you, God, for leading us. And we also, God, thank you, God, for calling, for helping us to call those things which not be as though they were, oh God. And we thank you, God, for giving us prosperity, God. And we also, God, thank you, God, for making us complete, divine, and whole, oh God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for touching our families and our neighborhoods and helping the children to get along and the parents to get along, God. And, God, I know we hear things on the news, God, but thank you so much for shielding us and protecting us that it won't no harm come to us and our family. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Prophet Michael Ellis.
Amen, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Father, we thank you for success and prosperity. We thank you, Lord God, for divine protection, Lord God, for those that you cover, our family, Lord God, and those that are close to us, Lord God, according to your will. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the leadership. We thank you for Master Prophet Ebenezer Jordan, Prophet Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Lord God, that you lead them in the way that they would go. Stir up their hearts, their minds, and the things of God. We thank you, Lord God, for the prophets, Lord God, the company of prophets, Lord God. Give them the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, and guide them in the way that they should go, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for those, remember those, Lord God, who are sick. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord God, to heal them in the mind, the spirit, and also the physical body, according to your will. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, and Lord God, new, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, even in times when we don't understand things, but to just trust you, God. As the scripture says, trust in the Lord God and lean on our own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, and we thank you for new things that you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And Father God, I thank you for giving me breath just to say thank you, God, just to sing your praises, God. I thank you, God, for giving me ears so I can hear. I thank you, God, for giving me eyes to see the victory all around me, God. I thank you, God, for letting me be able to be who I am, God. I thank you, God, for my children. I thank you, God, for the kids. I even thank you, God, for things that you're doing around Blue, God, and I ask that you break it through, God. I thank you, God, for my husband. I thank you, God, for everyone on this conference call, God. Answer every prayer, God. I even lift Prophetess Barbara's friends, God, that just experience the fire, God, just to touch them and to favor them in this season and to even bring healing and restoration in their life, God. Father God, you get the praise, you get the glory, God. You are a God of miracles. You are a God of greatness, God. And I thank you all for all the things you're doing in my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the turnaround. Things that you're turning and things that you're working on, things that we know of and those things that we know not of. Father, we want to give your name the thanks, the praise, and the honor. And Father, we thank you even as your word has declared. Let the sick say, I am here. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Father, we lay claim to those words, Father, and we speak life to those that are in those areas. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you're touching those that are sick and those that are shut in, those that are despair, those that are depressed, oppressed, and don't know which way to go. Father, we pray that your will be done. We pray for the lift. We pray that your word will prevail in their lives. We thank you, Father God, for all things are coming together and working together for our good. Father, we thank you right now because the walls of jealousy, the walls of adversity, all the walls that have stood up against you and have became anti. Father, we thank you right now. We decree those walls coming down. You're destroying those walls of separation. Father, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you're stretching us into purpose. You're stretching us into our faith. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we will rise up and become men and women of your word. We will not fear nor we back down, but we will stand as a mighty company, as a mighty army, proclaiming and professing your word. Father, I thank you, Lord, for every household, every individual that's on this house, that's on this call tonight, Father. Father, I thank you right now. And Father, I pray that your will be done. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, you will just bless them, Lord, that the blessings of the Lord will overtake them, Father. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, they too began to rise up, even as the psalmist said, my cup runneth over, because you are the God that supplies all our needs. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that supernatural doors are getting ready to open up for you, and doors of opportunity are opening up wide. And Father, we are saying yes to the opportunity, yes to those things that you're bringing our way, Father. We will not move back, but we will move forward, nor will we procrastinate, but we will move in haste for your word and for that which you have called us to do. Father, we thank you, Lord, even for this day, Lord. Give us wisdom, give us strength as to how to navigate and move about in this day, Father. And Father, you'll be so careful to give your name the praise. Father, I pray for all those that should have been on this call but not on this call. Father, I lift their name up and I lift them up on your behalf. Lord, I pray for Pastor Mascarene and for Shekinah. I pray for Zoe. I pray for every church that is represented on this call, Father. Bring strength and bring provision in your majestic name. We pray for all our children, Father, because, Father, you said in your word, train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they grow up, they will not depart. Father, we stand and we proclaim and we affirm that word to be true concerning our children. We pray for every marriage. Father, we thank you right now for the covenant that you have decreed on this earth concerning marriage. Father, strengthen the marriages, Father. Let them become oneness in mind, oneness of spirit, oneness in purpose. Father, I pray for those that are desiring marriage, Father. Grant them and give them that which they desire in the name of Jesus. Father, we say, let thy will be done, and we thank you for the blessings of our businesses and favor in high places concerning finances. And we thank you, Lord, again for your word this week. Thank you for the increase of God, and we thank you, Lord, because you're removing debt out of our life in the name of Jesus. I don't know why I just kept feeling debt being disappeared, debt being removed, edible, shut out in the lives of God's people. And I heard God say, fear not, but know that he's at work, and God is in control, and God is going to do this thing. Let us rejoice, and let us give the God of our salvation praise and thanks for the mighty works that he's performing in our lives. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen. Well, Prophetess Naomi, I'm going to decrease so that you can increase. Once again, thank you, family. Don't forget, this week, the Holy Ghost has already spoken to us. For those of you that have not heard, but the beginning of this week, the Lord began to challenge us and let us know that we are in a season of increase. For the next 7 days, we are beginning to utter increase in anything that we want God to blow on, to breathe on, because increase was in the air, and God was affording us and allowing us to begin to proclaim and receive and accept that word into our lives. Amen. So, Prophet Sam, I'm decreasing so that you can increase. Good night.
Love you, Pastor.
I love you all. You. Good morning, and thank have you. A blessed and a most wondrous day in the Lord. Peace and blessings. We love you. Amen.
All right, people. God, thank you so much, Pastor Deborah, our leading lady. We just want to let everyone know, check your emails. Check your emails. Our Archbishop, the Master Prophet, sending us emails. Check your emails. And then also, make sure you're putting it on your Facebook, Twitter, social media platform, wherever you're at. Put it on there and let them know to join you on the live conference call where we're praying every day, every night at 12 midnight to 12:30. So spread the word and let them know to come on to this live conference call. All right, and want to let everyone know, join us back here again at 9 a.m. for our daily teaching, 9 a.m. for our teaching. Is there any announcements from any other company of prophets?
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess Naomi. Yes, want to invite the people of God to come and join us in just a couple of hours for our Pop Life radio show, Check Up From the Neck Up. We have our very own prophetess, Dr. Cheryl Clark. So come and join us from 12 noon to 1 o'clock. Thank you so much, Prophetess Naomi.
And Prophetess, one more last thing. I want the people to remember this Sunday is Father's Day. Let us honor the fathers that are in our life. And let's also honor our Master Prophet, those of you that are prophets in the order and members of Zoe Ministry. Let us honor him. Let us show him our support. We are in a season where we are doing the ADIC. That is the autobiography of Bishop E. Bernard Jordan. And we want to do that. We're going into double points. For those of you that might feel led, we are believing God for 58 people to do $1,058. Last Sunday was his birthday. We celebrated that. And this Sunday is Father's Day. And we just want to encourage you, if you don't have a church home, please feel free to come to Zoe 310 Riverside Drive. That's New York, New York. For those of you that are far and that's not in the tri-state area, please feel free to send something, send your love, send your support. Just show him how you love him by honoring him. If you know how we honor with money. So show him that you love him on this Father's Day. Amen, amen. Don't give him his flowers when he has made his transition into the next life, but let's show our support, show our love, show our strength to him. This Sunday is Father's Day, and we want to support him and love him. So if you feel led to join us with that $1,058, join us because he's going to dedicate the book, a part of the book, to you. And whatever number you fall into, that is the number he's going to speak to you that's going to be prophetic concerning the things in the season that you're in. Amen. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. All right, if there's nothing else, we're going to say good night, and we will see you back here at 9 a.m. God bless.
God bless.
Good night.